Howie. We're here subbing for, I think it's called Songs from the Squid Pod, every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Norma host couldn't be here, so I'm going to fill you guys in. We're going to have a great show tonight. Well, let me just turn off Rivendell. Make sure that wherever you're sitting, it's comfortable. You got the wind on you. We have a great show for you tonight, everybody. So just sit back, relax, love, kiss, hug, touch, pet, sunshine and rainbows, everybody. This is 91.5 WMFO, right? Is it 91.5? I think it is. WMFO in Medford, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.
Sister's daughter, vision broad. I thought of all the different kids and all, poor without a sip of water. Time to get my in order and do something different. Getting tired of the same old when I spit in lines, but the six in lines I sip, these kids do listen for us. I see prison for us till we pull back. That's a true fact. Get money, yeah, I do that. Thought you knew that.
Get money is what I do. Thought you knew. Get money is
what I do.
Sweet in my visor, I'm keeping it live. Then the average Joe, I think fast, talk slow. He think he want a war, but he don't really wanna go. Need to get me some from Sheryl Crow. A hell of a blow from a millionaire snow. You can waste your time with the goody-goody two shoes. I'm putting them on the spot, I give her the blues. I'm touching on a clock, I put her on the block. You think I'm starting over, I ain't never stop. Pop in the trunk and testing the pills. Don't give a f*** about where you from, don't give a f*** about how you feel.
Get money is what I do. Thought you knew. Get money is
what I do.
Your girlfriend a groupie, like try that, she wanna chew me. Hell no, I ain't cuffing them, I'm a dog just like Snoopy. And when I leave them all sold out, every day shopping. Taylor gang, blowing money, 50,000 on rich watches, 100,000 in a plastic bag, we taking off, pack your bags. That came from having nothing, damn right, I have to brag. Try me and I'll pop your ass, that stupid, get a body bag. All I talk is money, rich, don't lollygag.
Get money is
what I do.
Get money is
what I do.
Let y'all know. Get money is
what I do.
Yeah. Get money is
what I do.
penitentiary chances. We shake up, it's an everyday struggle for the almighty dollar. Some is in the streets and some is working blue collar. Reel up in the field and man, it make you wanna holler. Say your prayer for a player, amen, inshallah. Been like that, ain't a damn thing changed. Money on mine and bread on my brain. Candy paint is gonna drip that stain. Lean on leather, grip in my grain. See, ain't a damn thing changed but the weather. So if you ain't breaking bread, then we can't even sit together.
I got 99 problems and they all wish I was digging, man. Carefree living, but I'm not Sean or Martin Louis. I'm the Cleveland, rolling with the Brooklyn boy. You know how I be when you start living large. I control my own life, Charles was never in charge. No sitcom could teach Scott about the drama or even explain the troubles that haunted my mom. On Christmas time, my mom Christmas grind got me most of what I wanted. How'd you do it, mom? Huh? She copped the toys I would play with in my room by myself while he by himself. He got two older brothers, one hood, one good. Independent, no, the sister kept me flying when she could. But they all didn't see the little bit of sadness in me. Scotty, I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the life in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. I'm super paranoid, like a sixth sense. Since my father died, I ain't been right since. And I tried to piece the puzzle of the universe, split it just so I could see the universe. I try to think about myself as a sacrifice, just to show the kids they ain't the only ones who up at night. The moon will illuminate my room, and soon I'm consumed by my doom. Once upon a time, nobody gave. It's all said and done, and my been sucked, so now I'm in the cut, alcohol in the womb. My heart's an open sore that I hope heals soon. I live in the cocoon opposite of Cancun, where it is never sunny, the dark side of the moon. So it's more than light, I try and shed some light on the man. Not many people love this planet and understand. I've got some issues that nobody can see, and all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the life in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life.
It's close to going, trying some. And a happy ending, you be slitting my throat. Ignorance to cope, man. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is love. And I need that. If I never did show, then I'd probably be a myth. If I cared about the blog, then I'd probably be a jackass. Don't give it what people talking about, fam. Hate to shake my hand, but I keep the sanitizer on deck. Hope I really get to see 30. Wanna settle down, stop being so flirty. Most of the clean faces be the most dirty. I just need a thoroughbred cook when I'm hungry. Ass all chunky, brain is insanity. Only things that calm me down, yeah, some Cali. And I get both, never truly satisfied. I am happy, that's just a saddest lie.
I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the life in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life, 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 to my life.
Take your heart, don't let me break it in two. I'm sure that I could possibly do nothing for you. I'm nearly on the edge, I'm about to jump in the view. I'm really not afraid of nothing.
on everything. I gave everything and got nothing back. Ain't looking for it, no pet on backs. That ain't how we got, where the f*** we at? Mama called, where the f*** you at? On the road and ain't coming back until my 100 stacks make 100 racks, and that 100 racks bring a bundle back. I was blowing gas like the honey badger, J.I.D. the money snatcher, say la vie, I'm coming after everybody, don't get the bloody splatter. I'm flying, I got my fly too, it is like buddy passes. I wanna cry cause I'm numb inside. If you wonder why, ask what's the matter, yeah. Cause I've been working hella hard, it ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord, it ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars, see my head up in the clouds. It ain't really working out. It ain't really working out. It ain't really working out.
Don't explain what is there.
Working out, then you got a new job. Tell me how that working out. Heard you doing pretty good, yeah. People talk word of mouth. Wasn't around when you had the dirty house. Now they won't leave when you kick them out. These type of people can't stick around. Only down when it's lick around or the slip around. That's why I don't win now. Well, I f with all my, you know the difference. You've been living with tunnel vision. You and all of your friends are like Wonder Women, Wonder Woman, working for it. If you ever wanted something, searching for now a purpose, I see what you want. The difference in how you be using your gifts in the midst of the you dealing with really specific. You pay attention, panoramic. You got the vision like a fertile lance. You attacking, you killing, kicking your teeth with the venom. Kinda like me with the instrumentals or the pen or the pencil. We're off the temple, pimping, since the pimping, keep it sensible. Since you winning, you an object of ridicule. Objects appearing closer than you ready for. Obviously, you don't know what's ahead, but that's the reason, yeah. You could work. I've been working hella hard, it ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord, it ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars, see my head up in the clouds. It ain't really working out. It ain't really working out. It ain't really working out.
Come on, bro, come to the booty club one time. Throw some of that Dreamville money. Throw some of that Dreamville money at these, bro. They got dreams too. They got to do too. They got dreams too, bro. Y'all dreams. Hey, hey. And next time you see that J. Cole, bro, you tell that the same thing, man. I f with y'all, bro. Why that J. Cole got all this money? Look like he about to borrow somebody's charger or something. Come on, bro. Let me get your charger, bro. Let me get my 10% and I get it back to you, bruh. Come on, bruh, flex some of that Dreamville money. Let me see it.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're here in the studio with a special guest. Special guest, say hi and introduce yourself.
What's up, y'all? It's Bart, two-time visitor now. Happy to be here. I think we're gonna get into it right now, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry for the squeaky chairs in the background. We have a very nice studio here in Medford, WMFO, but one thing that they can't do is put a little bit of oil in the chair legs. But whatever. We're here. We're having a good time. It's Saturday night. It's 8:15, ladies and gentlemen. Bart, introduce yourself in 15 words or less. It doesn't have to like be grammatically correct.
All right.
Or under 15 words.
Yeah, yeah.
Around 15 words.
Okay. Bart, 20 years old. I like fashion.
Should I count? I like
no, don't,
two.
No, that doesn't count.
Should we just put
just
fashion?
Just put fashion. How many is that?
Well, you said 20 years old. It's like kind of screwed you over.
Just do 20.
Okay, 20.
No, I have plenty of words. Count the years old.
Okay, Bart, 20 years old, fashion.
Yeah, shopping.
Okay.
All right, eating.
You sound like a really good person so far. Eating.
Eating, I like to eat all kinds of food. I got some really good Greek food in Boston the other day. When okay. I got a haircut. Haircut, you can put that in there.
Hair. Is it one word or two words?
Two.
Wait, is haircut two words?
Well, no, but I'm just trying to be like, I don't know. What like, I feel like I'm going to have plenty of words left over.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll count that because you're just
yeah. All right, that's good for now.
And then that's good for Now is 19, 16, so all right, weird.
So that's just good.
All right. Well, Bart, we have some questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
I, just so you know, we put a lot of effort into thinking of these questions, guys. So if something doesn't gel with you, that's okay. I definitely did not look up 90 podcast interview questions and copy and paste those. So, like, chill with that real quick. Thanks. Okay, so what's one idea that you think the majority of people get wrong, Bart?
Oh, we were just talking about this in my Big Bang class. Most people think that things that are like red means hot, because like on a lot of like faucets, almost everybody gets this wrong. The red goes with the hot and the blue goes with the cold, but bluer things are actually hotter. Like a blue flame's hotter than a red flame.
Or like the Lady Mane in Avatar. She's so hot.
The blue one, yeah, is way hotter than anybody red that I've ever seen. So that's something that a lot of people get wrong that I just recently got cleared up for me.
Okay, dope.
Sorry, y'all. We're a little sick tonight.
Yeah, it's all good. We're wearing masks here, don't you worry, guys. Second question. When have you grown the most in your life, and what caused that growth?
Ooh. That's a really good question.
And don't say you're taking HGH in 10th grade.
Or like my like 8 days in Europe this past spring winter break. That doesn't count either.
Why, you were taking tea there? TRT?
No, honestly, I feel like I matured a lot my freshman year of college. Like, it was all COVID. Like, it was very just, like, it was a lot of time with myself, like, solitude, and, like, without even really meaning to do it, I was spending a lot of time either, like, meditating or praying or whatever it may be, just, like, spending a lot of time with my own thoughts, which honestly is something I wish I, like, could have back now, because I had nothing else to do, you know, like, my roommates were gone, a lot of my friends were gone, so I was kind of just chilling by myself a lot of the time, and I think that made me grow without even making me realize it at the time.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
When was this? 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago, like this time 2 years ago.
And now
ago,
what? Have you plateaued since then?
Big time. Like, honestly, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like now things are sort of just like smoothing out. Like, I didn't feel like I was growing so much at the time, but like looking back, because nobody's ever asked me like when's the time I feel like I've had the most growth, that's definitely it, like now that I think about it. But I didn't realize until like just recently.
Yeah, for me it was probably like the first week of winter break when I was taking creatine.
Dude, what, were you pooping like all the time?
The best part about creatine
is the poop.
No, first of all, stop with the potty language. If you don't drink water when you're on creatine, you get so dehydrated, you start seeing things. And like, just some weird stories I have from some creatine.
The creatine trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that actually.
It's one of the 9 ancestral tenets.
There's Liver King?
Yeah, it's
Liver King is like 60 days natty, by the way. He still looks so sick.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's natty now.
He's definitely fake.
Fake natty.
Fake natty. Like, just like fake natty. All right. Next, what is your spirit animal?
Definitely like Black Panther, but not like the movie. Like the animal. The animal. They're so, you ever seen one?
Yeah.
They're so like smooth. They've got like the shiny like coat. They've got like really like piercing eyes, and they just look like very like collected and intimidating, and like, I really like that.
You think you're
collected and intimidating.
Okay.
I get those two the most often, and nice eyes.
Nice eyes. Yeah, for you, those of you guys who don't know, Jamie pulled up a picture of Black. All right, wait, I'm trying to think what my spirit animal is. I don't know. What would you think mine would be?
Dude, like a seahorse? No, I'm kidding. I don't know, man. Like, probably
a
like
barnacle?
Like a snake.
A snake? Okay.
No.
What about the snake emoji?
Yeah.
Like slime?
Free Young Thug, Free Gunna.
Yeah, we could say it on the radio.
Gunna's actually already free because he snitched.
Yeah.
Free on Thug, though.
He's looking good, too.
Oh, he's slimmed down, yeah.
Wait, did he actually? I just said that. I assumed he...
No, he didn't spend enough time in jail to get bullied into getting skinny. Or like T-Grizzly. Dude, T-Grizzly got jacked.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't even know that. I haven't even heard T-Grizzly's name in like probably 5 years.
Yeah, we're going to play From the D to the A for you guys later.
Or
that would do well, clean version. Jet Ski. Yeah, shout out Lil Pump, actually. He fell off pretty hard.
I heard he's working towards, I think, I can't remember.
Oh, he's here in
the bar.
He's in the engineering school at Tufts, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Lil Pump this coming semester, yeah. He's a mechanical engineer.
Oh, I think I saw him on the SMFA bus. Actually, I think I saw like 30 of him. But I, actually, no, I think about it, it might have just been regular SMFA kids. I'm not sure. All right, next question. When was the best part, best year of your life?
Dude, that's a good question. The best year, like January to January.
It doesn't have to be January.
I'll do it that way though. Probably this past year, honestly. And this is so like corny, stupid, whatever. But like, I feel like every year of my life has just been like better than the next. Like, I really end the year with like no qualms, no complaints. I feel like every year, I can't think back and like all the good like outweighs the bad by so much. So. I feel like every year has just been much, much better. So by default, that's 2022. But that was a year of a lot of highs. That was just a good year, you know?
Yeah, summer of love.
For real, it was a summer of love. It was a good school year. Spent a lot of time with my friends. Had a good sports season. Had a good pre-professional endeavors, all that kind of stuff. All that went very well. Got to see my family a lot over the summer. Spent a lot of time in the sun, which is good for you, everybody. Go out and get some sun when you can.
In the morning.
It does wonders.
It's
so good for you.
Andrew Huberman.
Yes.
You know him?
Yeah.
Number one rule in the morning, go out and get at least 10 minutes of sunlight.
Doesn't he say it's chill to smoke cigarettes?
No.
Andrew, he was like, he loves nicotine.
No,
I He's like, nicotine is great for you, but...
I think you're thinking of Andrew Cuomo.
No. No, they asked him on a podcast, but I think it was like the Nelk boys asked him. They were like, what about ripping darts?
No, he was not on the Nelk podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody, maybe like Bradley Martin asked him then. But somebody asked him about like cigarettes, and he was like, well, the nicotine is good.
Yeah.
Nicotine's really good for your brain.
Well.
But he said that the carcinogens in the cigarettes are what makes them bad. But if they weren't cancer causing, he said nicotine is fantastic.
So... I really hate to be like that cringy kind of guy, but it's a lip pillow lifestyle then.
Like the Tempur-Pedic? Tempur-Pedic lip pilly?
Zins are...
The future.
They're one of the 9 ancestral tenants also.
Zin and creatine. And we're going to get to the other 7 in just a few moments here, folks. But
And also HGH.
You can't give too much away all at once.
Right. Who is your celebrity crush? I'll go first, though.
Go ahead. Let me think of mine.
Mine.
Oh, I have mine.
My absolute queen. She's gorgeous in every way.
Is my girlfriend.
No, it's not my girlfriend. Kourtney Kardashian, for sure. 100%.
L.
What do you mean?
L.
You don't even know which one she is.
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
She's the one with the dark hair. She's the oldest one.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Yeah, shut up, dude. I know the Kardashians.
Okay.
Anyway. Nina Dobrev, Vampire Diaries.
David Dobrik? Who?
Nina Dobrev. You don't know who that is?
Jamie, pull that up. Doop, doop. How do you spell
D-O-B-R-E-V. She's gorgeous. Or Blake Lively. I love Blake Lively.
Okay. Oh, she's from Entourage.
Nina Dobrev?
Yeah, isn't she not Sloane from Entourage?
No, but she looks like her, and she's beautiful. She looks like Sloane, and that's probably why I like Sloane so much. But that's not Sloane. Sloane is, I forget her name. It's not, it's something, like, kind of weird.
Oh.
What is it?
Sloane from Entourage?
Yeah, what's her name?
Hold on, Jamie, pull that up. Sloane from Grey's Anatomy, Ferris Bueller, Entourage. Oh, this is a tough name.
Yeah, let me
Emmanuel
Yeah, see, all right, Emmanuel Cherki, but that's like...
I don't think that that's how you pronounce
it. It's tricky, because the R...
It's pretty tricky, actually.
No, that's actually how you say it. I'm being tricky.
No, Shrieky.
Shrieky?
Yeah, Wikipedia says Shrieky.
Emmanuel Shrieky.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a podcast.
Who does?
There's some of the Entourage...
Who does?
Guys, you didn't know that?
No.
Dude, Drama and E and like one of the producers, I'm pretty sure, all have a podcast.
Not it's Mark so, Wahlberg?
It's so funny. No, not Mark Wahlberg. He's got better things to do.
Like?
Like get up at 4 a.m. Oh. You ever see the Mark Wahlberg daily schedule?
No.
Really? Dude, look that up.
Dude.
We can look it up. We were looking up too much stuff, but... Mark Wahlberg's daily schedule. He gets
okay,
up at like
fine,
4.
Okay, we'll look this up. Jamie, pull this up. Boop, boop, boop.
And he goes to bed at like 8. And he's got like 3 hours in there for family time.
Ew.
What a good guy.
No, what a bad guy.
Are you looking at it?
Oh, God. I see him on my Instagram all the time now. Because...
No complaints.
Because he's like... He's a sponsor for that app, Holo. Have you seen that app?
No.
It's like this like prayer meditation app.
Mm.
Okay, Mark Wahlberg's old routine. Oh, he has a new one now? Okay, here's his old one. You want to hear his old one?
Yeah,
you don't have
ahead.
To look at your watch. There's a clock right there. Oh, you were checking a
yeah,
text.
Yeah, Matisse wants Shay's phone number. All right, guys, this is Shay Smith's phone number.
All right, here's his old phone number. This is Mark Wahlberg's old schedule. 2:30 wake up, 2:45 prayer time. 3:15 breakfast, 3:40 to 5:15 workout, 5:30 like post workout meal. It's not healthy to eat at 3:15 a.m.
Yeah, that's kind of silly. You should be dead asleep. You should be like
should be dead. 6 a.m. shower, 7:30 a.m. Hold on. 7:30 a.m. golf, 8 a.m. snack.
What?
You play golf for 30 minutes?
That's
back
silly.
Back in 2018, Wahlberg, you were really sad.
That's why you golf.
Yeah. 8, snack, 9:30. Wait, this guy has a snack for an hour and a half. 8 a.m. snack, 9:30 a.m. Oh, wait, maybe he's playing golf from 7:30.
Yeah, I think you messed that up.
Why is it touching the microphone?
I'm can like, you? It like twangs.
Yes. This is a microphone, not like a harp. Okay, whatever. Moral of the story is he picks up his kids from school, works out again.
Hardo.
Goes to sleep at 7:30.
Hardo.
Get a life, Mark Wahlberg. That's sad. His new routine, though. Guys,
he's waking up at 11 a.m.
30.
He's boozing all day. He never sees his family. He wakes up in the club from the night before. What time does he get up? 3:30?
He wakes up at 3:30 to 4 a.m. He has prayers and vitamin time in the morning, which is what everyone...
HGH, okay.
Yeah, it says... What are some like
some vitamins?
PED names? You
Tren,
know all of them. Tren.
Tren. D-ball. Test.
Test.
Anavar.
Yeah.
The list goes on.
All right. Well, it says he takes turmeric.
That's really good for you. It's good for inflammation.
Vitamin C and vitamin D.
That'll keep you healthy.
And then he works out, and then he does emails and calls. Wow,
who's he
what
emailing?
A bitch. Like, who emails anymore today? All of my communication with people is
Slack.
No, swiping up on their Snapchat stories. Like, if you don't post on your Snapchat story, I'm just not going to talk to you.
If you can't find me actually on Tinder, we're not going to be in touch.
That's true. And I set it to guys and girls, so you have no
excuse
not
saying.
To see me.
That's what I'm saying.
Then we have 12 to 6 p.m. eating window.
Mark, good. All right.
Dude, you're fear.
What do you do all day? Like, come on.
You eat, pray, and eat vitamins. Woo. That's why no one talks about you anymore, Mark Wahlberg. And then you go to sleep at 7:30. Wow. Like.
And then we get to see, like, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune.
No, he gets to see Wheel of Fortune and then not
The wheel's
Jeopardy.
On first?
What?
Is the wheel on before Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out my
grandparents.
Well, I used to watch both every day. But I told you about my friend from high school who was just on Jeopardy last
no.
night.
No.
Oh, my friend. Shout out Lucas Minor.
Why weren't we watching Lucas Minor last night?
Because we were playing squash.
Mm.
Yeah, we play squash.
Classy.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's not on squash, you should get on squash. You have some beautiful facilities here.
Yeah, my elbows hurt a lot and my knees and...
He's always on the ground. Things. Squash is not really like a hit the ground sport, and Howie always hits the ground when he plays squash.
Oh yeah, I've really sacrificed.
Because he's throwing it all on the line to lose.
To lose?
Frequently lose.
What
are you gonna pull up our lifetime record?
Jamie, pull that up.
Oh, he's 1-5, guys.
Oh my God! Wait. Wahlberg says he swims in a lake for self-care and to relax. You know what that means? That means that he stopped working out every day, twice a day. He stopped waking up at 2:30. He had to sell the beachfront house. He had to sell all the beachfront property, and now he swims in a lake like a bum. That is so sad.
Honestly, hot take, Mark Wahlberg in 5 years will be fat. I'm long Mark Wahlberg weight.
Long, you say? No, short Mark Wahlberg.
I'm long Mark Wahlberg weight. His weight's going to go up over time.
Oh.
A little bit of market knowledge
for
today.
Mark it's
knowledge. Shout out Mark Yegoroff.
No, you're not supposed to shout out people who don't listen to the show.
Yeah, Mark's on right now.
No, he's not.
He just texted me about it.
No, he didn't.
He asked for a shout out specifically.
Wait, he doesn't know how to text. All right, yeah. So that's it. Wait, let's see if there's any other good questions.
And then we can also do a song, and we can jump back in. You want to do a song?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm going to ask you one more question.
For sure.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Just give me a second. All right, this one's kind of easy. But what are red flags in a relationship? Wait, no. This question is way more funny. What, quote-unquote, rules do you have for relationships? Probably none.
Because I'm too scared to make any. Rules.
We'll just play it by ear. Or whichever one. Either rules or red flags.
You red flags probably easier. Honestly, green flags easier. I like someone who can communicate, you know?
What does that mean?
That I like someone that like says what they're someone that says what they're thinking, you know, someone that's responsive. Responsive is big for me.
What about responsible, or does that not really matter?
At the right time, I like someone that can kind of let loose, but also like you gotta have a grip on life at some point, you know. So you need to have some responsibilities, goals, stuff like that.
Maybe that's
a red flag. I want someone who has like. They don't need to tell me all their goals all the time, but like I want something like driving in the back of your mind. Where
no,
like,
I actually want somebody who's like I could see them going backwards in life. Like in like 10 years, they come to me and they like
they need you to pull them out.
No, not I mean they think so, but like like I mean like really going backwards, like like they like play in like a crib and like like.
That might be part of a bigger issue.
Yeah, well, anyway, guys. All right.
we're gonna go to the song.
Yeah, so actually, thanks for tuning in. We're going to be back in a little bit once we find out more things to talk about. In the meantime, enjoy the music. Oh, almost forgot. We have a PSA for you guys. Super important. I want you all to remember this. All right? Money in your future. For free ideas on how to save for your future, go to freethepig.org. I don't know what feedthepig.org is. Also, actually, we're going to talk about this later. Stay tuned because there's something really, really, really important that me and Bart have to talk about. So you do not want to miss that, guys. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned. Do not go because... Like, I can't even express to you how important what we're going to be talking about is going to be. It's going to be crazy. All right, guys. Enjoy yourselves and stay chilling. You know, it's a good day.
Yo, I'm going to come through. Send me your door number. Hit me back.
Oh, I see it right there. I see it. I'll be doing a minute. Get at me. What? Go visit my cousin right quick. He always told me, if you need anything, fam, just take it, yo. I could go. Night. I know he not home, so knock knock medicine, cousin villain let myself in. Only need a stick of butter cheese and some vitamin D. Double O-M adds in mescaline. Hang your hat on the steez, a gentleman's testament. The rest been sold and told like the book of Evangel. I'ma hold a DVD, I ain't seen scandal. A handful, I owe you, won't miss a brew or two or six. Torture them lyrics, mics, crucifix. Fresh new kicks, I would put them on several. The shoes always hurt my corn. Might as well return this young shirt, it's worn torn. Got you on the track with the horn, word is born. I'll see you when you're gone to the next event. Get paid, big cuzzle, villain message sent.
Nah, I'm just saying I live right down right here. Yeah, you're looking out coming, you know? Yeah, that's right. Got a few drinks and everything in the house, so. Oh, what's going on? Here I am. Yo, damn, why my door unlocked? It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Turn the keys, then amnesia. Send a reef for missing 3 beers from the freezer. Distract from the cheeks, energies, bruh. Told to have a seat or I can be one. The fever, med lift, single like a DJ. Fleeing if the pocket's on Keebler. From the cantina, slip cheetahs off the heels like Queen Sheba. Still sip Seagram in the plastic cup. I eat the Wheaties. Case wet out the DVD, stuck watching TV. Roll the freebie, then get blown. Trying to touch down when in the friend zone.
Let me hit that.
Unchecked scene text, a missed course. Explains the unwashed disc left for locked doors. Told her she gotta twerk to get gone. Still a jerk like when you hold the tech wrong. Block.
When I think about you, the world outside really doesn't seem that bad. And when I think about you, the people through really seem to make me mad. When I see the mortgage door and I'm leaving you, visions of my busy day seem to come to view.
Wolf, get that whole car pulled. Puss, Joe Barnes broke bully on the boulevard. Shook like white sugar with her clothes off. And cook like white brick for the fix. This the Bogart. Boat Barnes like a foot, it's a boat broke. Tryna flow with the fish, you a big dish. Fuck a big deal, my nigga, you see kids meal. Mickey D's in a hook, we shook grands out of hands, nigga. Just dance, MC Hammer in the pants. With a 10-speed handle on your bread. Like a big dream, mine like a Benz on the bread. Player, tell your friends, get it in, Blue Ben and them, Chris Benjamin Franklin, spin gangster with the good foot. Use a hood anklet, use a cute chick, use a cute little chick, ain't you?
And past the point. So there's a couple things that I gotta quote. Don't involve yourself in things you don't have to know.
ain't never question what you was asking for. I give you every single thing you was asking for. I don't understand how anybody could ask for more. Got a list of even more, I just laugh it off. I be going through things I had to roll. Celebrity drama that only Brad'll know. Too many family secrets, somebody passing notes. Things I cried about, I find laughable. Little baby Jesus ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no. The big man upstairs ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no.
Now here we are. You know I'm not about it. Showed you my heart. I let you into my thoughts.
Don't let the lights down drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you felt the love? One last sparkle to follow in my life. One last sparkle to follow the love. One last sparkle to follow in my life. One last sparkle to follow.
Okay, I didn't draw a fit when you said you wanted to leave. I told you I loved you, but you didn't believe. You were too easily fooled, so easily deceived by some dude who was more rather into greed. Played by your emotions, you were swamped by your needs. Told you I didn't believe, you said I was out to deceive. You said that I lie. How did I? I told you everything, didn't I? But you just couldn't believe. Man, I'm so peeved. Your friends all up in your head, even when we're in bed. Your mind's elsewhere, and you say you care? I'm laughing at you all. You think you got me? No, no, my back ain't against the wall. The wall, the wall, the wall, the wall.
Don't let the lights down drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you found the love? One last sparkle to follow in my life. One last sparkle to follow. All right, we're back here. Howie and Bart. Bart, say hi.
What's up, y'all?
Guys, we have something really important to talk about. But first, Dollar Shave Club. We're sponsored
of today's episode.
Dollar Shave Club.
If you could see this goatee Howie has right now, you'd be on the Dollar Shave Club website as we speak.
Exactly. So this is paid promotion by Dollar Shave. Wait, can you say that on the radio? We're also sponsored by PepsiCo and
CVS, who recently acquired another pharmaceutical company for $12 billion.
And then we actually are sponsored by NCAA.
Yeah, like the NCAA, like the National Collegiate Athletics Association.
Yeah, D1 Radio. So, all right, now that we got the ads out of the way, really, really important thing to tell you guys. But first, Bart, we're going to ask you a question. But guys, just so you know, after we continue with this line of questioning, there's something really important that me and Bart have to talk about. So, Bart, real quick, what superpower do you wish you had?
Oh, baby.
By the way, guys, after this question, really important stuff. This is how you get, like,
dude, you ever see the interviews of Kevin Gates?
Where he changed the car battery with his hands. Or no, he did.
Or the ones where they ask him what weather you prefer outside, like when it's wet outside or dry out. You know the one I'm talking about?
No, what is
all right,
he
I'll saying? Show you. No, I can't say it on the air. He goes, may I be explicit in nature? And they're like, yeah. And then he says, oh, it's so heinous.
About like a backyard. Like,
Yes. I don't know why that got me on like superpowers. I would probably want super speed because it's also time travel.
Is that like a kind of like Chris, like the stuff that Walter White sells? Or is that something different?
It's the super blue, the super clear stuff.
Yeah,
I would want super speed because you can time travel when you're super speed, like everything's relatively slow, so you can slow stuff down too.
When you're on super speed, By the way, we're not on super speed. We're not allowed to talk about. We're just talking about whatever. Next question. Wait, some of these questions on this website are just so stupid. What is your spiciest opinion?
That's such a like stupid like millennial way of wording that.
Yeah.
And get off TikTok.
Yeah, for God. Real.
So, what, you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
If you're going to ask it in such a dumb way.
It would be funny if you said, so it said, what's your spiciest opinion that most people disagree with? Mine would probably be that I don't really like sriracha that much. Which actually, like, I don't know when it happened, but everyone became obsessed with sriracha like 5 years ago.
Sriracha bangs. I'm trying to think. I'm a pretty agreeable person. Like, I don't usually
disagree.
No.
Hmm.
I'm not very opinionated.
That makes no sense. You're not opinionated?
Not really.
Do you ever speak your mind or no?
I don't like to.
So why would anybody date you? Didn't you what you just say about how you only want to date someone who speaks their mind?
Yeah, they speak and I listen.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're so... Are you a night owl or an early bird? All right, guys, I swear after this question is the super
something
important.
Super, yeah.
No. Like, it is so important. Okay? It's even more important than that, like, not important climate strike or whatever there was yesterday. Really, really important after this question. So, Bart,
so,
answer the question.
I can kind of make myself either one. Like, if I need to do work, I can stay up. If I need to get up and do work, like, I can get up. I'd probably say I'd rather work late into the night, more of a night owl, but I kind of like the feeling of getting up early every once in a while.
Perfect. All right, guys. I don't know if you know this. Well, you don't, because I haven't introduced it at all, but Bart, tell us what you're going to be doing Friday morning.
Like
this Friday morning, like in 6 days from now. Yeah,
I'm gonna be teaching with Fit Money Fellows.
Fit Money Fellows.
Medford High School, from 11:25 to 12:25, teaching financial literacy to high school kids. Extremely, extremely important. Even as someone now that's, you know, going into the finance industry, I still don't feel totally, you know, like financially literate, and I think a lot of that stems back to middle school, high school. There's just nobody really there to hold your hand and take you through it. So
nope.
That's what we're going to be doing this Friday.
Guys, check it out. Fitmoney.org/fellows. By the way, if you know anybody, so we teach to a bunch of schools in the Boston area. We have one school in New York. I'm actually the president of outreach. So we're always trying to get into more schools. If you see this, send me an email, hscharlin@gmail.com, if you want Fit Money to go to a school near you, because we're always looking to teach more and more kids about financial literacy. But you've never taught before. I've taught before. That was last year. That was a while ago. What's, how do you think it's going to go?
Oh, fantastic. I love teaching.
You sure?
Like, yeah. Oh, I'm 100%
positive.
I
wouldn't be so sure.
I mean, I'm very confident.
They'll eat you alive.
I've never really been scared in my life.
They're going to ask you to run you. They're going to be like, Mr. Bart, can you want me to do a DCF right now? And if you go wrong,
they're going to know.
Yeah.
They'll never look at me with respect again.
I'm being serious.
No, I know. I mean, I'm excited.
Are you mocking for this? Good. Because maybe you'll get a referral from...
To Medford High School, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, I'm excited. I love working with kids. I love teaching. I think that's what I want to end up doing when I'm older. So it's a little maybe foray into my future.
Foray?
Yeah. What do you know about foray? Like 4X?
Wait, what's foray?
I don't know what that means?
I've never even heard
F-O-R-A-Y?
That. F-O-R-A-Y?
Yeah, like a glimpse. Like a journey into... What's it say? I might be using it a little wrong.
It means it's like a raid or an attack or an assault.
No, it's not so violent.
Or make or go on a foray. Wait, it was a traditional method of law enforcement in the Grand Duchy of Lithuania and Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. So,
go with that.
Okay. 'Cause
the first one was a little too violent. You said it was like an attack or a raid.
Yeah.
I'm not raiding my future.
Oh, know? An attempt to become involved in a new activity or sphere.
That's what I'm thinking of. So I used it.
So my first foray into capital punishment. No, I'm kidding. It says my first foray into journalism. Oh, wait, there's a third definition.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is to... I don't know. Actually, there's not. There's just two. I couldn't think of anything funny. All right. So, Fit Money Fellows, if you guys are feeling particularly financially illiterate, which is what most people, I imagine, listening to college radio are, not so good with money because you're listening on a radio right now.
Oh.
Burn.
Sick burn, dude.
But, and also you don't have Sirius XM. If you're listening in the car. But
dude, we don't have Sirius XM.
Who?
My parents. Fitmoney.org/fellows.
Yeah, for Bart. And yeah. Bart, last question before we're gonna stop. Dun, 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 dun. Let's find a good one. Or do you have any questions for me?
No, didn't you have it ready? No, no.
Yeah, I already had a lot, and then we went to
all right, go ahead.
Oh, there's 17 bonus questions from veteran podcasters. Let's do bang. That real quick. Terrible, terrible. It said, come up with a signature question for your show. We don't have enough time for
that. That's so silly.
Or how to come up with your own original questions. That seems like
dude, what's your favorite podcast?
Me? Lex? What are you... Stop touching that thing, because I think you just unplugged... Yeah, don't...
Now I can.
Okay, don't touch
that. All right, yeah, I'm not going to.
Good.
Wait, so, do you like the BFFs podcast with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards?
No.
I love that podcast.
I do like...
Do you like any of the Barstool podcasts?
I don't listen to any of them. I will occasionally listen to, like, very, very occasionally listen to the Nelk podcast because it's kind of funny. Like, very occasionally, like, when they had Alex Jones on it, it was hilarious. Don't cancel
me. You like
me.
The Joe Rogan podcast? And if so, like...
I was actually listening to it earlier today.
Why?
Russell Brand was on it. He was talking about how, like, when he was younger, he used to do, like, this, like, psychological version of the show, the Steve-O show that has a bad word in it that I'm not going to say. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know who Steve-O is?
Like, loosely.
Jack blank... Jack A $$$.
I never saw.
The movies?
Yeah, no, I never saw.
With Johnny Knoxville?
Never saw him.
Okay. Wow. Anyways, he used to do like this like a version of that when he was younger, and he was talking about just the time that he lived with a homeless person, like as like kind of like a challenge for this like reality TV show. It was crazy.
Dude, TikTok would eat that up.
Yeah. But TikTok's honestly bad.
I don't really think so.
That's so stupid for you to say that, first of all. Second of all, every time you take a picture on your phone, Chinese government can see it. Third of all federal devices have 30 days to delete TikTok. Did you see that? Have
no.
you heard about that? Have you seen that?
No. Says who?
Says... we don't fact check. But it... You cannot have TikTok on a federal device anymore. And also, it destroys your attention span. Here's my idea. China, they're getting all your camera rolls, so you're just hand-feeding it to them. And then, the best part is, they're destroying all of our attention spans so that we will not be able to compete with them in the future. So, every time you go on TikTok, you're basically saying that you're done
for. I love China.
What are you looking at?
The phone flasher. What does that do?
Someone calls it flashes. 1-800. No, sorry, not 1-800. 855-915-WMFO. Sorry, I haven't been here in a while.
That's 9636 WMFO.
Yes. All right, I think that's pretty much it. Guys, thank you for a great show. Thank you for the Squid Pod.
Squid Games podcast.
No, Songs from the Squid Pod for hosting us. It's been a great show. We're going to play one song before we go. And remember, this is 91.5 WMFO. Bart, any last thing you want to say? Maybe like a verse from the Bible?
like a Drake verse. Oh, I can't say this one on air. Never mind. It's a line from the song All Me. I can't say it on air, but go listen to the song. You're going to know the one I'm talking about. You know the line I'm talking about. It's so sick. Shout out Robbie Gray. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, everybody. This is 91.5 WMFO. This has been your host, Howie and Bart. It's been an honor. Everyone, keep enjoying.
Sometimes my tries are outside the line.